This is Cheryl Kay, host of the Jazz Disturbance on Thursday evenings. I recently had the pleasure of interviewing one of my radio colleagues, Tim Livingston, host of Radio Warfare, heard on WGXC 90.7 FM on the fourth Tuesday of each month from 7 to 9:30 p.m. He and his band, The Last Conspirators, are playing at the fourth annual Hudson Music Festival today at 2 p.m. on the 7th Street Park stage in Hudson, New York. Did you know that at one time, Tim was a moron? But he's okay now. Now he's just a conspirator. Tim, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking about the Hudson Music Festival. And I had the opportunity to see you on YouTube, and my God, you're a spry bugger,
Thank you, Cheryl.
How long you been moving around like that?
I've been moving around like that longer than I care to remember, I guess. I've been in bands since 1978.
That's a long time.
Pretty much doing the same thing I was doing then.
How long have you been with your present group, The Last Conspirators?
Last Conspirators started as kind of a studio project in 2005. The first album came out in 2007, and that's when we started playing live, and we've been going ever since. We have three albums out now and playing live, not a lot, but sprinkled throughout the year ever since then.
Yeah.
Still going strong.
Who's writing the music for you?
I write the songs for the most part.
Yeah, and I do the singing.
Yeah, I work with a couple of my guitar players. As far as some of the music and stuff goes, and the band all adds to the arrangements and whatnot, but I come to them with the songs usually, first off.
This is your fourth year with the four-year-old Hudson Music Festival, which is scheduled August 8th through the 10th.
Yes, we've been on every year since they started. From the get-go.
So what draws you back?
I like it. If people aren't familiar, it's not like at this point anyway, like a huge festival with like a headliner and a major stage. It's more of a grassroots thing. It takes place throughout the city, on the streets, in the restaurants, in the clubs, pretty much wherever they can put an artist, somebody with a guitar and an accordion or whatever singing, they'll put them there to play. And it's open to pretty much any regional artist that want to come in and sign up and volunteer for it. It's to me, it's a great exposure thing on a couple levels. For the most part, coming out to see my band, you're going to have to come to a rock club at night, for the most part. And a lot of people just don't do that or can't do that. It's also being out on the street, being right on the street of Hudson, it's just exposure on a nice Saturday afternoon. It's just people walking by, driving by, looking in dismay or shock or pleasure, whatever their feeling may be, but it definitely opens up. And I've definitely had people that have come out and seen the band again after just stumbling upon us on the street,
now
shouting it out.
And you'll be performing on Saturday, August 9th from 2 to 3. Where will you be?
This year we're going to be located at the 7th Street Park stage, right in the park, which is kind of nice because there's trees and grass and benches there. And last year we were on a corner and it was kind of the hot cement if you wanted to stand there and watch us. But so it's going to be cool. We've been at a different location pretty much every year, which I kind of like, just kind of
a little variety,
move around town and different times and whatever. But yeah, it's been a good thing, and I condemn them for it. It's good that they're trying to do this, the organizers, and just have something going on. There's always something going on here in Hudson. It's a great city, as you know. But this is something a little different, and it's always been a lot of fun for us.
Let's go back. You said you started out in this business in the late 70s.
My first band was one of the first... Literally one of the first punk bands in Albany, a band called The Morons. We kind of started fooling around in 78, started playing gigs in 79, and did a lot of stuff in every bar and showcase. Like J.B. Scott's, we opened for the Stranglers and the Motels and the Cramps and a lot of bands that came through town, and just played a lot of other just dive bars and parties and any place we possibly could. And I've always loved music my whole life. I've always been involved in it in some form or another, whether in record retail or radio or promotion and putting on concerts. But I like to keep my hand in it, even though I'm not doing this as a full-time living now. I love writing. I love recording. I love getting out there and performing for people and just showing them what we can do. Mm.
What's your full-time gig?
I work for a company called Sundazed Music. I'm in the music industry. We're a reissue record label. I'm kind of world-renowned reissue record label. We've been in business over 20 years now, and I'm mostly vinyl now, vinyl and CDs. We put out, though, everything from, it's mostly 60s reissues, everything from Otis Redding, Bob Dylan, The Byrds, Santana, Stevie Ray Vaughan, to really obscure punk, garage, surf, psychedelic bands from the 60s, and then Surf and Bird, The Trashmen, and... some really crazy stuff, but it's a great thing.
Hey, if you wanna, what's the website? Where can people find Sundazed?
Sundazed.com, which is SUNDAZED.com. Yeah. But yeah, if you're into 60s rock and soul and surf and whatever, it's we're the place.
Now, for The Last Conspirators, you have your own website. I know you're on Facebook.
LastConspirators.com.
That's pretty easy.
I think you get their lastcons.com too. Yeah, I have that domain also. if you don't want to type out the whole Last Conspirators. If you type in Last Conspirators, if you Google Last Conspirators, it's the first thing that comes up is our website.
Is the reason you became involved in performing the same reason now?
The reason I became involved in performing and the reason I still perform now are probably not the same reasons exactly. I grew up in a music family. My brother was a musician. My family's always had records. My father managed a nightclub in Wildwood, New Jersey when I was a kid that we lived on top of, and I got to see great bands like the Box Tops and the Soul Survivors when I was like 8 years old, and Go-Go Dancers, and it was a whole trip. When I first got in like the Morons, it was probably more about girls and partying and all that. And my songs had a lot to do with it, my writing. I think of myself as more of like a street poet and a writer. I do some spoken word stuff sometimes, mm-hmm. and I love conveying my thoughts across to an audience. And that reason is still the same. That's the primary reason I still do this now. I love performing. I love conveying a message of sorts. With the Last Conspirator stuff, we're kind of pegged as a political band in a lot of ways. Some of my songs lean that way. There's a lot of romanticism involved in it, too. And it kind of works on a couple levels from the audience standpoint. Some people are really, I really dig what you're saying. And other people just like, wow, this rocks, and they dance, you know. So, and I'm good with both of that, you know. They can either listen to it or just listen to it.
Yeah. With the recent death of the last original Ramon, that was Tommy. Do you feel any obligation even more towards punk music? Any more dedication?
I like keeping it alive and in the forefront. Our band's also kind of known as a punk band. We're not really by the numbers punk. We're a rock and roll band. Yeah. You know, we kind of play rock music. But a lot of people would probably consider us to be punk, just depending on what their level.
Maybe because of the way you move on stage.
Well, the punk attitude and energy and the stance and the message is all there, you know, railing against the man and everything. Musically, my band's a little more, you know, they're not playing punk music because that's all they can play. You know, but yeah, and it's, you know, the thing, the passing with Tommy, it's all, you know, it really... makes you think about your mortality. A lot of friends I've grown up, been around in the Albany music scene, the Capital Region, Hudson Valley music scene now for 30 some years, and I've had just last week another member of the Albany, or this week another member of the Albany music scene passed away, and it seems like this happening all the time, you know. So it just kind of comes with my age, I guess, and I always have a lot of people say to me, kind of answer your question, like, wow, it's just great that you're just still doing this. You're just still doing it. And it's like, I don't even know why. Sometimes I bang my head against the wall. With this band, it's got to be fun. I decided when I started this playing live in 2007, I thought it might only be one gig, but we had so much fun. We just kept doing it. And there's no, you know, I'm beyond the point where I'm going to just, you know, get in a bus and drive to Toledo on a Wednesday night and do whatever. It's, you know, it's got to be fun. It's got to be good gigs. It's just got to be a good time or else... I'm gone.
At least a sandwich, right, at the end of the gig?
Yeah, or whatever. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So I have a good time with it. I love performing. I love getting out there. It's what it's all about to me is communicating, just like the same reason the radio, you know, just communication. I dig that, and that's what it's all about at this point. I'm not going to make it. Those days are over. I think I'm going to get signed or make it or, you know, be a rock star, you know. But in my own way, I do my thing, and I kind of like being a bit of an underground cult thing. People know.
Well, that's a great segue because I didn't want to forget that other part of your life, which is being an on-air programmer here at WGXC.
I'm honored. It's one of my favorite parts of my life, actually, at this time. I really enjoy, you know, I do my show the fourth Tuesday of the month, Radio Warfare, and primarily play, you know, I have a lot of rock and roll music, but punk and garage and power pop, try to keep it pretty much upbeat and rocking, and it's just, this station is just a godsend. It's great community radio that people can do their own thing and different aspects of the community. I mentioned to you earlier when we were talking, I came in and a woman was doing a show, India, and I'm speaking in Indian, and it just... talking, focusing on her part of the community, and it's just great. There's just so much going on here, and this radio, as a general rule, commercial radio, blah, I don't have much use for it, but this station is fantastic. You can tune in any time, day or night. You never know what you're going to find, and sometimes you find just fantastic things, you know, and if something is on that you don't particularly like, the next hour, chances are there's something you are going to like.
It's kind of like the weather in Massachusetts. If you're not happy with what's going on right now, oh, just wait a minute. You know, it's going to change.
It'll change. But yeah, no, it's a great station. The fact that I can play what I want and it's live terrestrial radio and it's also streamed and archived so people that can't necessarily catch my show listen to it later. And it's a good thing. And we play vinyl here. Some of us that are inclined, there's actual DJs playing, actually spinning records here. It's not just all iPods and whatever, you know, which is cool too. But
you know, some people, I've seen people transformed by their time on radio. I see people who've walked out of their shell and they've become a completely different person on air. With you, when I listen to your show, it's like, and now that I've seen you, like, you know, on stage, it's like, okay, all right, I hear, I feel the energy. You know, for me, I host the Jazz Disturbance on Thursday evenings. I feel, you know, my show starts out pretty, you know, mellow and controlled. And then I kind of, you know, I get a little animated and kind of get crazy. But that's the part of me that I actually like to bring out to my audience. And, you know, for you being on air, as you've expressed, it's about sharing. And it sounds like you do the same thing when you get in front of that mic, whether it's in a studio or on stage.
Yeah, it is about sharing music. And that's one of the biggest thrills is I was at Helsinki one night recently and somebody introduced, oh, this guy needs to meet you. And it's like, oh, you're Tim Livingston from Radio Warfare. I live in Poughkeepsie. I listen to your show all the time. I download them. I bought 4 records last week by artists because I heard them on your show. You know, it's like, and that's what it's all about for me with this thing. I have a great time. Unless I'm on mic sitting down, I'm usually just dancing around in there and spinning records and sharing my record collection with people and letting people know, hey, this is this and this guy wrote that and you don't probably mean that, heard that band. I try to do a good mix. I don't try to be too obscure. There's definitely obscurities in there, but I also try to mix in some stuff. People, hey, I know that, or I haven't heard that song in years, you know, that kind of stuff. So, but it's great. I said to somebody recently that if the band thing just ended for whatever reason and I was tired doing that, I would be totally happy just doing the radio show right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing, putting a set together and getting entertaining people. So.
Yeah, I think it is a craft to put a good show together. And for me, I do like introducing my audience to new music. Like you said, some of it obscure, but some familiar. So it keeps everyone happy.
Yeah, you know, the stuff I play, there's a lot of older stuff I play, obviously 70s and 80s and 60s garage music and whatnot. A lot of these bands are putting out new albums now, too, that are going unnoticed, but they're still great music, you know. So, and some of the younger bands even. Yeah. So I mix it up. I basically hit all, pretty much everything from the late 50s, mostly 60s, 70s, 80s, and then some new stuff, though. Yeah. Also, I always play new bands. And I play a lot of local music. One of the first shows I did here, I did an entire like hour and a half of local history, and I keep threatening, and I'm going to do it real soon, where I do an entire show of just local music, Hudson Valley, Capital Region music, original music from the late 70s right up to present time.
Yeah. So. That sounds like a call to arms. Folks, those local artists, you, I'm talking to you out there, if you want your music heard on WGXC, Tim Livingston.
Yeah, well, or send it in. I mean, there's different artists. I mean, if you're a jazz artist, Cheryl, perhaps, you know, there's other people, but you know, listen to the show, see what fits. I mean, that's my best advice to somebody that's sending. It's like, if you're going to send me something that's really, 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 really laid back, chance are it's not going to get played on my show. But if you like the rock, send it.
Yeah.
You know, but there's a show here for everybody.
So well said. You know, you really should be on the radio.
I'm trying to get in there.
So, Tim, as we come to the end of the interview, I always give the last word to my guests. If there's something you want to put out there, say to certain people.
Well, I just always, I'm a champion of supporting things like community radio and original music and live music and recordings. You know, such a wealth of local talent in this area. I mean, Hudson is just, you can't walk down the street without bumping into an artist or a performer or a performance artist. There's just so many great people in town. Too many for me to mention. I mean, there's so many, there's so much talent here at this radio station doing shows, you know, Liv and Peter that are also, they're performers also in their own right, and just support it. You know, I mean, go to a show, buy a CD, listen to community radio. When we do these fun drives, call up, donate.
Hint,
you know,
hint,
It's not just my band, you know, it's like there's so much out there. It's just you know, just any little thing that you can show some support to these people that are out there just trying to do it, and because it's what they do and what they love, and, you know.
Yeah, and it's hard to separate them from their love, and you know, we're trying to bring it all together here on WGXC every single day.
And I don't know if people realize that here at GXC, this is volunteer radio. You, the listener, can volunteer. There's certain times of year where they take applications and you can do a show here. It's not just like, oh, you have a show on radio, you know. It's if you have a good idea and you want to do something, present it, be a part. you can be involved in these events. It's the station is run by the community and by volunteers, so get behind it.
The Hudson Music Festival coming up August 8th, 9th, and 10th. Their website is hudsonmusicfest.com.
Cool. And that's all free, too. I don't know if we even mentioned that.
I don't think we did. Let's say it. It's
just
free.
It's just a walk around. There'll be artists pretty much every street corner. There'll be a different artist or band playing in some of the restaurants and whatever, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. And, you know, if 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, there'll be a very loud rock and roll band playing up in the 7th Street Park. So,
yeah. I think everyone puts their best foot forward. You know, like you said, the restaurants and other businesses will be open to the tourists.
But there's jazz and folk and rap. And I mean, I've seen pretty much everything going down during the festival. So you never know what you're going to get. And Hudson's just a great town to walk around in, have a bite to eat and just chill. So
yeah, rain or shine, right? Rain or shine?
Yeah, I mean, we'll be there, rain or shine. If it rains too hard, everybody can just come up on stage with us underneath the tent, and we'll do it that way.
Or run to the local bar.
Yes, exactly.
Well, again, thank you so
Cheryl,
much,
Cheryl, thank you. You do a great job. I really appreciate you.
You too. I still say you should really think about getting a radio show.
I'm working on it. What I need to do is know how to parlay it into, you know, well, never mind. But thank you, Cheryl. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
This concludes my interview with Tim Livingston, lead singer for The Last Conspirators, who will be playing at the 4th Annual Hudson Music Festival today at 2 p.m. on the 7th Street Park stage in Hudson, New York. For more information, lastconspirators.com and hudsonmusicfest.com. We were the last one standing. Where did you go?